Here, Gardaí have been giving details of how body-worn cameras, body cams, will be used when they're deployed on a pilot basis next year. The cameras will not be permanently recording, they say, and will be incident-specific. The contract for the equipment was put out to tender this morning. It's expected to cost around €10 million over 5 years. Here's Chief Superintendent Derek Smart explaining how the body cams are expected to be used.
The cameras will be on issue to frontline members, and they'll be used when the members are using Garda powers, when they're conducting an arrest, a search, when they're dealing with domestic violence issues, and those types of scenarios that they're involved in. When they won't be used is when they're talking to somebody on the street on their normal beat patrols in regard to it. If somebody asks for directions, you're not going to be recorded in the Garda camera because there's no reason for it to be used.
Chief Superintendent Derek Smart. Let's talk to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, who was at that Garda briefing this morning. So the tenders have gone out today, Paul. It's envisaged that the first of these cameras will be deployed next year on a pilot basis. And we're getting a little more clarity about how they might be used.
Yeah, I mean, all frontline Gardaí will wear a small camera on their chest, Brian, which they can switch on for a particular incident. It will display a red light. It'll capture audio and video. When a person sees the red light, they'll know they're being recorded. The camera won't be on all the time. The Garda can switch the camera on and off, but is not required to switch it off if someone asks them to do so. Now, the Gardaí say, however, they are considering whether it will be necessary also for Gardaí to verbally warn people that the cameras are being switched on. There hasn't been a decision made on that yet. They say the cameras won't be used as part of regular policing and everyday policing, such as giving directions, community policing events, sporting occasions. They say they will be incident specific, but they'll support, they won't replace normal evidence gathering. So when will they be used? When they're stopping a vehicle, when they're conducting a stop and search, when they're carrying out an arrest, when they're using force, or when they're engaged in a domestic violence incident. They say the footage will act as an independent witness, and it will be uploaded onto a digital evidence management system. So what will happen is the Garda will return to the station with that footage. It will be uploaded. They will look through it and they will see, they will tag parts of it that they think will be necessary, required for investigation or required for trial in the future. But even though specific parts of it will only be needed for those purposes, the Gardaí say they will retain the full footage so that will be available to put context on the incident, but also it will be available to defence lawyers in cases of trial or courts in cases of incidents going to trial. They also say the footage will be linked to a pulse incident, but it will be, the remaining footage, if it's not used, will be deleted within 31 days.
Well, that was my next question. The retention of this material, under what circumstances would it be kept longer than that?
Yeah, they say what will happen is that the initial Garda will look at that footage and say, I need a particular part of that because of the investigation into this incident. That will also be accessible by senior officers who will review that or can review that and say yes. But if it's needed to be retained, a pulse incident will be drawn up and it will be retained longer than 31 days. But if it's not needed, it will be deleted, the Garda, you say, within 31 days. They also say the footage won't be limited to the use for which it was initially recorded. So, for example, if the Gardaí are carrying out an arrest of an individual, say, for example, they're arresting Paul Reynolds and they record me being arrested, and Brian Dobson, who's a suspect for some other crime, walks into vision in that camera and he appears, they can generate a second incident in relation to Brian Dobson and use that footage for investigation of that crime. So it's not linked to one specific incident.
Now, this technology will be recording situations in which Gardaí are dealing with the public. On the question of face recognition technology, that's still to be decided.
Effectively parked.
Does this equipment have the capacity, were it to be decided to introduce that technology, does this equipment have the capacity to deliver that?
Some of the systems do. The Gardaí are now looking at a range of systems, and they have to await to see what the legislators decide in relation to facial recognition technology before they decide which system to go with. And next year in the pilot will actually use a number of different systems. At the moment, they're looking for tenders. The tenders are going to come in. They're going to decide on a number of systems, say about three or four particular systems. These will then be put out on a pilot basis in different parts of the country before a final decision decision is made on which particular system to award the contract to. And they say that they will await legislation on the FRT, the facial recognition technology, before they decide on what specific technology they can use. There has been a reaction from the ICCL this morning. Liam Herrick, the director, Council of Civil Liberties, said there are definitely positives in these clarifications this morning. They say the pilot is central. It's a key safeguard because it allows people to make an assessment and allows it to test the privacy safeguards. They also welcome the significant clarification in relation to the use of the technology of body cameras in relation to specific cases. But they say there are still issues in play with the legislation.
Very good. Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent. Thank you for that.